Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And yes, he'll be getting back to putting plastic in his hands now that the hunting seasons are pretty much wrapped up. I'm talking about our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. You know, Ryan, that was a really fun woodcock hunt. Weather was great. Company was good. And boy, the dogs just did such hard work for us, huh?
Well, I tell you, they don't ever stop. They love what they do. It's fun to watch a dog work, though.
And it's just like your retriever, Kenley. You know, people. I don't think people really understand what it means to have a hunting buddy, your dog that you live with, you raise it, and have it, you know, love you so unconditionally and just do anything, go through briars, brick walls, face alligators, whatever it is to please you. It's just an incredible reward.
It's just fun to watch them, all your work that you put into them, and to watch them do it because they love it. You know, you don't have to sit there and force them. I mean, they just love to do what they're born to do. I mean, it's a great phenomenon.
And those woodcock are so much fun to hunt because they hold real tight. Generally, you get one or two. It's not like a whole covey of quail. They're flying through. You're shooting through branches and around corners. I don't think people realize how much fun that is, although I'm starting to see a little bit of a bounce back and increase in number of woodcock hunters. At one time in Louisiana, believe it or not, we had 40,000 woodcock hunters. And
wow.
I would say about a decade ago, it had fallen off to about 4,000. But I haven't seen the latest numbers, but I got to think it's back on the incline, because I think people more and more, and you see it in both your fishing and hunting, people are getting away from the meat aspect, fill the freezer up, hunting for food, as it is just for the experience of getting out there.
Oh, yeah, it's a sport. That's a great sport. I mean, we don't have the quail anymore, you know, in Louisiana to speak of. So to get out there and hunt woodcock or even snipe, but the woodcock, the way he holds for the dog and the way he jumps up through those trees, you know, sometimes I wonder if they're so good about putting trees in between you, or is the fact that there's so many trees.
They can evade it. I think we had 27 flushes, but, you know, we shot pretty well and had a great time. Well, Ryan, tell me about the fishing down there. We got a storm approaching. It seems like we're getting into that every weekend now. We got rain coming, and the river's jumped up, you know, just in time for the end of duck season. But what would you tell people coming down there? How should they adjust when they're coming down on a rising river?
Well, my northern buddies have made my river cold. It's 42 degrees. So they're sending that cold water down there. So you have to get away from the river water right now to get at the fish. So if you look at your thermometer and see that you're getting into warmer water, you're going to start getting the fish. Because it doesn't take that much of a degree difference in order to make the fish more active or live in that area, because they're cold-blooded. So, you know, 3, 4, 5 degrees makes a big difference. So look for warmer water right now, and the fish are stacked up in it pretty good. There's a trout coming on the incoming tide. You could catch trout on both sides of the river, you know, if you get the good water. I've been out the last few days. I've been out there getting after trout, reds, everything. I did a little story for the Smithsonian and caught some reds for them yesterday. And all on plastic, you know, plastic still works.
Plastic man, that's why you got your name. Ryan, you are the leading vote getter for the replacement on the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission, and hopefully they will take a look at you, because I think you'd do a great job of it. You've certainly got the experience. You got good common sense. I just don't know if you'd be able to deal with the other commissioners up there. It might be a problem.
Well, you know, it's you have someone that doesn't have to read it, that knows factual because he lived it, it's a lot easier for you to teach people and have them sway your way on some things sometimes, you know, because, you know, you, like, again, like if I go to Congress or if I go some, they can't really rebut what I say because I lived it. I didn't get it out of books. So that could help the whole situation out there. Have somebody that's literally out there on about every species, whether it's a duck or a fish or, you know, I don't know too much about bears, but I know that they're quite a bit of nuisance if you have them in your area. You know, people love to see them and love to have them in Louisiana, but at the same time, if you got them around you, you know, I've got friends like in Delhi, they tear up everything they got.
Yeah, well, they got clearance now to pursue putting that season in, very limited season. They're talking about 10 tags, and not all of those would be filled, so I think it would hardly put a strain on the population. But there's just a lot of sympathy for bears. There's just some people that say, well, go trap them and bring them somewhere we don't have any bears. Well, you got to have the right habitat. You can't just put a bear in any old habitat.
Yeah, and, you know, taking them out of his habitat might be even worse than having a season on him. So you never know.
Hey, do they have any bears down in Mexico at Nolajase? You ever see any bears?
No,
there?
No bears. Not the ones that walk on four legs, anyhow.
I know what you mean. When's your next trip
week.
Down
I'm there? Going, next I'm week? Going next week. I'm going. Yeah, on the 11th. I got one more shot at the ducks before I leave them alone. Let them go lay some eggs, and then I might go to Canada in September and start it off again.
Wow. Well,
I don't know why I'm so mad at them little birds.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyway, I know you really love them. Hey, don't forget, we got to go check out that woodcock spot without guns. We need to go do that to make sure.
We need to go do that. Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of places that people used to hunt them. And as you know, they imprint pretty good.
So, absolutely.
You know, a lot of people used to hunt them in the Waggaman area as well. So might want to drive that area and see if there's some old thickets left somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But for sure, I used to hunt them around Trinity in that area. So we're going to go in without dogs and check it out. Had a guy send me a picture of a snipe saying, we got plenty of these on our property. That's a snipe. They're fun, though.
Yeah. Well, you're still getting votes for the commission. Let me know if you hear from them. I'll certainly cast my vote.
You know, only one vote counts, and that's Governor Landy.
Yes,
you know,
it
he's
is.
The one that appoints that. But I would take it. I would. You know, that's time-consuming and all, but I think we just need some help. You know, there to
right.
help push things in the right direction. So,
you got it.
Yeah, it might be a good thing.
All right. Well, we'll catch up with you next week. Take care.
All right, my friend. We'll see you.
All right. That's Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the Plastic Man.